Fox. I think about Roy probably about every day. And he was a friend to me and a pastor to me. And I loved him. He's in heaven. We're on earth. Amen. He's already got on the big end. I'm still on the little end. But he's got on the big end. Brother Jakin, I think you're the associate down there with your daddy, ain't you?
I just do what he tells me.
Well, I know. I appreciate the Lord touching this young man. Appreciate him having an impact on young folks. He's got a whole row of young folks that are here today to hear him preach. Ain't that a blessing? Amen. You hear him gladly, don't you sit there and just look at him. You help him. He'll preach better and you'll hear better if you'll do that, all right? Love you, son.
Love you.
Appreciate it.
If you got your Bibles, go ahead and we'll turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 13. This past weekend, our youth and dad came with us. There was about 44 of us in the mountains on a retreat. You spend 3 straight days with young people teaching the Word of God, you'll get fired up. Then you hear that singing, you'll get real fired up. I normally try to tell the kids, I teach you like I would preach anywhere, and this one may be a little different. I'm pretty tanked up. They started bragging on my Jesus.
Amen.
On Father's Day.
Yeah.
And I'm about to preach you a Roy Fox special. Amen. From both of them. So if Dad don't like it, it's his. I talked to Josh. He told me to always give credit to the outline. I ain't smart enough to come up with one of my own. So, Dad, if you don't like it, you wrote it. So we'll go to the John's Gospel, chapter 13. I'm just going to be in 2 verses. It's going to be quick. But we do have some serious things in these 2 verses. And it's going to be impactful. It was to me when I was studying it. I think I've preached it to the kids now at least 3 times. But the title, if you want to write one down, is We Will Be Known By This.
Amen.
We will be marked by this. The world will know us by this. We'll start in verse 34. We'll read 34 and 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for who you are,
yes.
The ability to come to your house and worship you.
Yes.
We thank you for salvation,
oh, yes.
The hope we have in it.
Yes.
We thank you for loving us. And Father, I pray that you would touch each and every one of us, that we would love each other correctly, the way you loved us, unconditionally.
Yes.
Be with your servant. Speak through me. Your words, not mine. In your precious son's name, amen.
Amen.
In these 2 verses, we get a commandment of love.
Yes, sir.
Now, it says a new commandment, so there must have been an old one. There must have been an old commandment, because if there wasn't one, he wouldn't have said a new commandment.
Amen.
Now, those 2 words I want to focus on real quick, a new commandment, there's something there. To give a commandment, you got to have authority to do so.
Yes, sir.
If he did not ask permission about who should, I'm going to give you something, let me go make sure the boss is okay with it. He said, a new commandment I'm going to give to you.
Yes.
Now let's be clear on where we're at. We are about 24 hours away from being on the cross.
Yes, sir.
This is the last lesson that he's giving them to before he shows them.
Amen.
A new commandment I'm going to give you. I'm about to show you. But let me give you one from my words just so you write them down so we will know.
Amen.
A new commandment I give you to love one another. Now, we live in a society where it's easy to say that. I say it a lot. My kids pick at me. I say it a lot. I do. I'm guilty. And I mean it. But I mean it now. And if you want to know what love looks like, you'll look around and see who's loving you back. That's what it says. What it says next: a new commandment I give to you. We got it from God Himself. If you want to go look at Romans 11:36, it's one of my favorites. If you ever want to learn about the sovereignty of who we serve,
amen.
For Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever.
Amen.
Now that's a pretty short verse, but let me tell you what it means. He made it all. He's holding it all up, and it's all going to go back to Him. That's what Paul just said. But the commandment we got was from Christ, to love one another. That's a new commandment. That's what He tells us. But there's a stipulation. There's a condition. The old one says, love your neighbor as yourself. That's a human loving another human as yourself. Loving you, I love you like I'd want to be loved.
Amen.
This one's a little different.
This one's
hard to get there. Let me just help you out. It's impossible for you to get there. It's impossible for me to get there without the one that gave us the commandment. Because forgiveness is something we love to talk about, we love that part of, I'll forgive them, but I just don't forget. You ever heard that? We forgive, but we don't forget. That ain't going to cut it. That ain't going to cut it in this new commandment. Love one another as I loved you. Now, I'm sure to the disciples, let's be honest, they were probably thinking, this is pretty rough stuff. It's pretty deep. They just got their feet washed. And if you ever wanted to know what a Christian jumping back from theological truths to theological truth and trying to jump from this to that, it'd been Peter. He said, Lord, don't wash my feet. Now, we saw that earlier in the chapter. And then he said, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part of me. He said, wash my head, my feet, wash all of me. Now, that's jumping from one extreme to the other, and he still's missed the boat. He ain't got it yet. He said, what I told you is this, I've done made you clean, but you're going to walk through a dirty world, and every now and again, you're going to have to wash your feet.
Amen.
And every now and again, you think you're better than somebody, but you're going to have to go wash their feet. See, you ain't just up here preaching and ain't going to do something. You ain't just up there serving in your Sunday school class and not do anything. Every now and again, the somebody that gets on your nerves the most, you're going to have to go wash their feet. Because if the creator of the world washed his disciples' feet, you ain't near better than that. You better get down and wash some feet. And he's telling us all we got to do is love one another the best way we know can with what he's given us. And if you're saved by the good grace of God, let me tell you something. You need to love people.
Amen.
Because you didn't deserve that.
Right.
Now, they might not deserve your love, and they may not love you back, but you didn't deserve his.
That's right.
You might want to start washing some feet. Now, my got some pretty disgusting feet. You can ask my wife. Listen, I've had bad feet since I was kids. I'm sorry. But everybody's talking about that. They missed the boat again. They missed it like Peter did. The example is this. Love one another. And why is that so important? Why do we need to do that? Because he first loved us.
Amen.
See, our perspective on salvation must be that. Undeserving. Because if you don't, you'll start getting a horrible kind of arrogance like you deserved something.
Amen.
We did not. Because if it would have said that, it would have said, love people like you think you should love them. If we deserved that, it have said, love people like you think they deserve. I don't read that. Maybe I've got a different version. I've been reading the King James for a while. It just says, love one another as I have loved you. That I loved you. Now, you can't get there by yourself, folks. I don't want to burst anybody's bubble or get you upset at me, but that's a divine love. The old commandment was love your neighbor as yourself. That's human love. This is a divine love. This is a servant love. This is a forgiving love. This is a no holding grudges love. This is a slap me in the face, let me turn the other cheek love. This is a forgive you and you do it again and I still forgive you. You do it again, I forgive you again. You do it again, I forgive you again. I think it was 77 times 7. This is a forgiveness that doesn't have an end. This is a love that just loves. This is a love that is an action. An action. This thing on, it's an action. It's not an emotion.
Amen.
It's not a feeling. The world's going to tell our young people, trust your feelings. Whatever makes you happy, go do that. Trust your feelings. It's okay. If you're not hurting anybody else, it's okay. No, it's not.
Amen.
It's not at all. Your feelings will run you up one side or the other. Peter did it. He said, wash my feet. No, don't wash my feet. And then he said, wash everything. He said, no. It's the same guy in John 21 jumps in the boat when he says, that's my Lord. Everybody else has to wait and row it. The world will run you ragged. It'll run you back and forth and upside down one the other. It does it to our kids. Look how busy they are. They got everything they need right here in their hand. Every bit of information you want to get, look at a kid's phone. And actually, if you want to set up some new technology or a little older, it'll say, go find a kid. They know how to do it. I taught a lesson one time and told them to Google it. Because I knew the first five things that they got was absolutely wrong. I taught a lesson on creation, told them to Google it. Go Google how old the earth is. It'll surprise you. By the way, they're wrong. And then go Google how long it took them, you know, took God to create the world. You know, by the way, they're wrong. I heard a preacher say one time he was on a college campus and he said he had been talking about creation and some young man come up to him and said, you don't really believe God created the earth in a week, right? The world in a week. He said, no, that's crazy. He did it in 6 days. He took the seventh off. That's the God we serve.
Amen.
But what the world is telling our kids is it's just not true. It's just not, it's old hat. It's not worth it. It's a fairy tale. It's old traditionalist. People stuck in their ways. I think I heard Vance Havner say there's nothing newer in the world. You get saved, you become a new creation. I got a new commandment. I got a new testament. And I believe in Revelation, he says, behold, I make all things new.
Yes,
it's the newest thing that's ever going to happen. And we got a new commandment.
Amen.
Love one another.
Yes.
As he loved us. I heard Dad preach several times, and he told everybody, turn the cat around. The fur is flying the wrong way. And that's what happens to us a lot of times. We'll get our perspective inward. We'll focus on everything we got. And we all got some problems, let's be honest. We're all going through something, every one of us. We've all got things we just need help with. Are we recognizing we need help with it? And there's only one person that I promise you won't let you down. And it ain't your pastor. It ain't your Sunday school teacher. It's the God that saved you.
Amen.
And if you ain't met him, just look around. People still believing in him. Coming to church on Father's Day at 2:30. Wanting to hear something from God. And the only thing he gave me to tell you was, love each other. Because I love you. That's what he told me to tell you. When I first got ready for this, I was preparing a 15-minute message. And I showed Dad my notes. He said, is that it? I said, listen, I'm just doing what I was told. I said, if he wants 30 minutes, I can preach it twice. I don't mind. But I spent a Friday night with 45 people who got a lesson taught to them from a young man. That row right there, four of them taught, by the way. Taught lessons to my other youth. My college and career kids did. I had four or six lessons taught by my young people, and they're from ages 20 to 23. They've been working on it from Christmas. They didn't do it in 2 weeks. They started in Christmas working on it. They went from Zacchaeus to Romans 12 to the man in the middle cross, prayer, Philippians 4:13, and Psalm 23, verse 4. Let me tell you something. That's God. When you got young people asking you questions about the Bible, wanting to know about the Bible, the kids need truth. They're longing for it.
Amen.
And I promise you, the world's going to give them something. Actually, the world's going to give them exactly what they want. But they need what God has for them.
Amen.
And they'll never get it from the world. Ever. So why do we love one another? Because he told us to. And he told us how to do it unconditionally, like he did. And then the third one, the confirmation of that love, is by this they'll know us. All men will know us by the way we love one another. It'll be our stamp. It'll be our signature. And for the world, it'll be why they run from us. And why they're easy to pick on us. And why they run us down. Because we're called to love them. There's a lot of other religions that'll kill them. We love them. They persecute us, we love them. They hate us, we love them. They're confused about everything under the sun. We love them. Because we're told to. If we're ever going to be the church, it's got to be now. In the wicked and crazy world that our kids grow up in, that we see every day, they don't need to see the hell in the church. They don't. They need to see us loving each other. Correctly. With action. With genuineness.
Amen.
Without condition. Because it's now. The world ain't gonna wait till they're a certain age to teach them a certain thing. They're doing it now. What are we teaching them? Because if you don't think they're watching you, I promise you they are. And I'll tell you why. Because I grew up in these shavings from as long as I can remember. And I can remember staring at that hill thinking, man, I wish this guy would hush. And I'd probably look at either Matthew or Jameson or Josh and be like, hey, are we going to play basketball? Who's on teams? And who's going to get the food? And we'll meet you at Steve's. And that was our plan. We were trying to get out there to play basketball. And fast forward, and now he's up here. And I'd never thought that. Love people correctly. We're all called to something. You've all got a ministry. Are you serving in it? Are you serving in it correctly? Are you washing people's feet? Are you showing them the love that we're commanded to show them? I love you. And the last thing I'm going to say is this, are we known by it? Because John says this, you can't hate your brother and love God, you're a liar. You can't hold a grudge against your brother and not love your brother and tell you love God, you're a liar. You can't claim salvation and hate people.
Amen.
And you can't claim salvation and hate especially the household of faith. You can't claim salvation and not come to a church.
Amen.
And I ain't talking about a building, I'm talking about the church.
Amen.
You can't love people of the church and claim salvation. If you do, you've got to do them. Love is commanded of us by a holy and righteous God. And the reason he could give that command is because he fixed what we broke. He was the propitiation for our sins. He's the bridge. He's the mercy seat. He's the one that gives us the authority to hang. Crawl up in an altar and pray to a righteous God.
Sure.
And he told us to love people. And they'll know you're mine. Do you love people? In spite of what they say to you. In spite of how they treat you. Are you loving them like we're commanded to love them?